I'm working on them. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we're beginning a new sugya today, the sugya of Chatzitzus and Kufsari Ches. We'll begin more about theory, and then hopefully the coming chaburas will go a little bit into practice, but we have to start with the basics. The Gemara tells us here that Samach Zayin Beis, Amar Yitzchak, Dvar Torah Rubo HaMakbid Olav Chotzeitz, Rubo Ve'ena Makbid Olav Eina Chotzeitz. Dvar Torah, Rashi explains, means Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Meiri comments that sometimes Dvar Torah means Daraisa Daraisa, sometimes Dvar Torah means Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So there's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai that Rubo HaMakbid is Chotzeitz. The Gazir al Rubo She'ena Makbid Mishim Rubo HaMakbid. The Gazir al Mi'uto HaMakbid Mishim Rubo HaMakbid. We're asked, there lives an Ami al Mi'uto She'ena Makbid Mishim Mi'uto HaMakbid. So that far we don't go. So this Gemara only presents half of the story. If you just read this Gemara, you would think that the whole source of Chatzitza is the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. But if you look in the Gemara in Erevim and Daf Dalid, the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Vav, you see that we're coming into the middle of the story. Because the Gemara there quotes Sukkim that tell us that the din of Chatzitza is indeed a din d'oraisa. If you pay careful attention, if you look, the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't quote the exact same pasuk, but be that as it may. So there is a pasuk that indicates there's a din of chatzitza in the Torah, and then in fact there are two pasukim. One tells you that there's a din of chatzitza by basar, and another pasuk tells you there's a din of chatzitza by sayar. If you only had one pasuk, you would not necessarily have known that there's a din of chatzitza by hair, so that you need another pasuk for. And then Rabbi Yitzchak comes in and tells you there's a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai of Rubo HaMakbid is Chotzeitz. So what would you have said without that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai? The starting point is you have a pasuk that tells you there's a din d'oraisa of Chatzitza. Then you have a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai which modifies that pasuk. Shir and Chatzitzin are, where they're in Sukkot Erevin, various examples of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And then you have a din d'rabbanan where it goes there, ruba she'ena makbid mishum ruba hamakbid, and miyuto hamakbid mishum ruba hamakbid. And then we'll see there's also chumra the Ramah, step number four, that we're machmir even by a miyut she'ena makbid. We'll have to talk about the nature of that chumra. So without the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, what would you have said? That seems to be a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Meiri in Argamai here, daf earlier, in fact, in Samach Vav Amidays, Meiri Samach Vav Amidays Dibur Maskal Afal Pi, the Meiri just assumes, without explanation, that the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is coming to tell you El Chumra. That if you only have the Pasuk Nina Torah, Verachas of Kobus or Abimayim, or something of that sort, if you only had the Pasuk, you would have thought that the din of Chatzitza only applies if it's on the entire body, if it's on Kula. Comes along the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, and that tells you a Chumra, that not only is the din of Chatzitza applicable if it's the Kulo, it even applies the Rubo HaMakbid. And then there's a Gzeira de Rabbanan, even on Rubo She'eda Makbid, or Mi'ir HaMakbid. Okay, that's how the Meiri understands. Without the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, you would have thought that Chatzitza is an extremely limited Halacha, it only applies to Chatzitza's Kol Gufo. Comes along the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai and expands it even to Rubo HaMakbid. If you look in the Tosfos HaRash in Sukkah and Daf Vav Amud Beis, Tosfos HaRash disagrees. It doesn't quote the Meiri, obviously. But he quotes someone, or the possibility of understanding the Gemara that way. And he doesn't like that because of a diuk in the Gemara in Erevin. There are parallel sugyas. Again, both here in Nida and in Erevin Daf Dalit Sukkah Daf Vav, all three Gemaras are not exactly the same. Meaning none of the Gemaras are exactly the same. So the Lashon and the Gemara there in Erevin and Daf Dalit, the Gemara says, what does Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai come to tell you? Ki asay hilchasa about halfway down, Dalim and Beis and Erevin. Ki asa hilchasa lirubo ula mi'uto ula makbid v'shein makbid. The halacha of Shem Sinai comes to tell you rov and mi'ut and makbid and eino makbid. So the Tosafot says, if it would have been the case that according to the din d'oraisa before the halacha of Shem Sinai, chatzitza only applies to kol gufo, and then the halacha of Shem Sinai is coming to be machmir, so it should have just said, ki asa hilchasa lirubo. Is the next step. The halakha of Shem Sinai is coming to tell you that not only does it apply to kulo, it even applies to rubo. Why do we have to mention mi'uto? So Tosafot Rashi thinks that's coming to indicate that the halakha of Shem Sinai is not a chumra, but rather a kula, meaning that without the halakha of Shem Sinai, you would have said that the din of chatzitza only applies without the halacha of Shem Sinai, you would have said that the din of chatzitza right, without the halacha of Shem Sinai, you would have said that the din of chatzitza applies across the board. It applies under all circumstances, even if it's a mi'ud, even if it's an eino makbid. And the halacha of Shem Sinai comes along and modifies it and tells you that no, the din d'oraisa of chatzitza only applies by rubo hamakbid. Again, you would have thought, without any modification, that the din of chatzitza applies across the board under all circumstances. Any chatzitza is going to pose a problem in a Torah. And the halacha of Shem Sinai comes along and is makel. No, it doesn't apply across the board. It only applies to the situation of rubo hamakbid. So again, according to the Meiri, the halacha of Shem Sinai is coming to be machmir, that you would have thought that chatzitza only applies to kulo, the kol gufo. Comes to the halacha of Shem Sinai and tells you, no, it applies even the rubo hamakbid. And according to the Tosafot Rashi in Sukkah, the opposite. You would have thought that the pasuk is telling you chatzitza applies across the board, even by a mi'ut, even by eino makbid. Comes along the halacha of Shem Sinai to be meiko, that it only applies to rubo hamakbid. So this may be important as we'll go along. We'll see why. Okay. Now, Rashi, whenever he comments in all three Gemaras, Nida, Sukkah, and Ervin, Rashi writes, what does rubo mean? Rubo means rov sa'aro kasher achas achas. So this din of Reb Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, rubo hamakbid is chotzeitz, that's talking about rov se'ar. So that is interesting. The Rashi distinguishes between se'ar, presumably, and basar. As you would have said, rubo hamakbid applies equally to se'ar and basar. Rashi comes to tell you, apparently, that rubo is limited, this whole halacha of rubo hamakbid is limited to se'ar. So there are at least four understandings among the Rishonim as to what Rashi is actually saying. What is this distinction? To the extent that Rashi is distinguishing between basar and se'ar as far as the din of chatzitza, how does that distinction play out? And then we'll have to talk about what that tells us about this halacha of Shem Sinai. But first, let's just outline the shitas. So Tosfos understands both the Tosfos and Erevin, let's say. Tosfos and Erevin, Daftal and Mubeis, Dibra Maskul Dvar Torah. He quotes Rashi and says, Mashma aval bisaro afilu mi'uto she'eno makbid chotzeitz. The Rashi is telling you this whole discussion of halacha of Shem Sinai is about se'ar. Mashma says that by basar, even by a niyat she'eno makbid, even in the most liberal situation, it would still be chotzeitz. So se'ar is, by se'ar we have this kula, this halacha of Shem Sinai, but by basar, there's no such kula, and even mi'ud hamakbid is going to pose a problem, perhaps even minotar. And then Tosfos proceeds to ask on Rashi from a number of sugyos, most notably the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches and Yavamis. There, the Gemara discusses a Gioris Muveris. If you're Matil, a pregnant Gioris, a Shen Geiris, so then once the kid is going to be born, he doesn't need another Geiris. The Geiris on the mother counts for the kid. The Gemara is bothered. Why? How does that work? Isn't there a problem of Chatisa? Doesn't the mother constitute a chatzitza? The Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me, Rabbi Yitzchak, that it shouldn't pose a problem because only Ruba HaMakbid is a problem. The Gemara says, no, that's by Ruba, but by Kulo, everyone should agree that Kulo is chatzitz. Our whole discussion here is about less than Kulo, but everyone agrees that Kulo constitutes a chatzitza. Tosa asks, if Rashi is correct that by Basar even a Amir HaMakbid is Chotzeit, so why is the Gemara saying Dafka Kulo? Why Dafka Kulo? Even the Yudah would be a problem. So why does the Gemara say Lo Shana Ola Rubo? Not an Ola Rubo, it's even Muyuto. That's one of Tosa's problems with Rashi. Avi. Leaving aside the details of Akasha, so Tosa assumes that's not Pshat, and both by Basar and by Seir, the din is the same as far as the parameters of Chatzitza. If you look in Tosos in Sukkah, parallel Tosos Vava Medeiz Diba Mafkol Dvar Torah, there Tosos quotes this position as attributable to a Yesh Mefarshim, as opposed to Rashi. So some are Medayek that maybe Tosus there did understand Rashi that way. That's why Tosus refers to it as Yesh Mefarshim and not as Rashi. Be that as it may, at least the Tosus in Ervin understands that according to Rashi, when it comes to Basar, even a Niyad She'ena Makbid would pose a problem of Chatzitza. Okay, so that's position number one within Shitas Rashi. There's a Tosus Rid in Etzig and Erevin, Tosus Rid and Daftal of Nubez. The Tosus Rid is not directly going within Rashi, but the two previous Dibur Maskels are talking about Rashi. We know the Tosus Rid in general works within Rashi. So it's reasonable to assume that the Tosus Rid there is working within Rashi as well. The Tosus Rid, Erevin, Daftal of Nubez, Dibur Maskel, Dvar Torah. Right, kal hu aseir min abasar, that seir is more kal than basar. Shabasar b'chol shehu u'makbid alav chotzeitz. That when it comes to basar, if you have a kol shehu, meaning a miyut, and your makbid, then it's chotzeitz. Min hatorah. V'aseyar eno chotzeit achi heirubo makbidov. Right, so Yitzchak says, Dvar Torah, when it comes to seyar, rubo hamakbid is going to be chotzeit. When it comes to basar, a miyur hamakbid is going to be chotzeit. However, it sounds like a rov she'eno makbid is not going to be chotzeitz. So the Tosafot Rid distinguishes between a miyut she'eno makbid and a rov hamakbid. Between a miyut hamakbid and a rov she'eno makbid. That a miyut hamakbid is going to be chotzeitz min haTorah by basar, but not a rov she'eno makbid.
By basar also, or by
seir? By seir, only a rov hamakbid is going to be chotzeis. By basar, a miut hamakbid will be chotzeis, but not a rov she'eno makbid. Yeah. Tosus assumes that min haTorah, by basar, both a miut hamakbid and a rov she'eno makbid are not chotzeis. Right, Tosus assumes there's no distinction at all between Seyar and Basar.
Right, I'm saying,
Tosus' understanding of Rashi is that by basar, both a niut ha she'eno makbid and a rov ha makbid are going to be chotzeis min ha-Torah. According to Tosafot, it's only a niut ha makbid, but not a rov she'eno makbid. Okay, now Rabbi Ezra Schwartz recommended to me this Sefer Sharei Tevila, written by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, who is a nephew of Shlomo Zalman. So he points out over here in Simon Tezayin Oth Hei, that if you look, I think the Mereshit Moshe has these Marmakamos also. If you look in the, I didn't look inside, in the originals, but he says, if you look in the Sefer HaPardes and the Sefer Ora, which are both Miyuchas to Rashi, so there you'll find the Feirish, this understanding that the Tosafot Rid has. That apparently, to the extent that these Sfarim are Miyuchas to Rashi, they are explicit in saying that Rashi's position by Basar was to distinguish between a Mir HaMakvid and a Rosh Eino Makvid. Then Mir HaMakvid is going to be closest, but not a Rosh Eino Makvid. Yeah. Rashi brings up Hakpada before Halacha Mishnah Mesina. So what do you want to say? How? We'll talk about it later. I have to chesed. I'm going to take time now. Remind me later. Good. There's a Shuvas Chasim Sofer in Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel who seems to assume this way as well. We don't paskin whatever the Shitas Rashi is by distinguishing between Seyar and Basar. As far as chatzitza, I shouldn't say whatever. This is what we've expressed so far as being shitas Rashi. We don't paskin like. It doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, there's a tshuvas chasim sofer in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Yeridei Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. The shaila he's dealing with was a situation. You have this in a number of the achronim. Apparently, some medical condition where the uterus is in danger of falling down. So he has to insert some kind of ring to keep it up, and that ring would remain there almost forever unless she would go into labor and have a baby, and then they'd have to take it out. So within that discussion as to whether that poses a chatitza, issues that we'll get to, the Chasim Sofer thinks that he assumes that Shitas Rashi follows this distinction. He doesn't quote the rib, but he assumes that Shitas Rashi follows this distinction between a Mira Makvid and a Rosh Eina Makvid. The Mira Makvid by Basar could be a Chatzisa Min HaTorah, and he thinks that you should be Choshesh for that Shitas Rashi, and therefore if you have a Mira Makvid B'Basar, you'd have to be Makvid to be Choshesh if that's a Chatzisa Doraisa. That's a suggestion of the Chasim Sofer. Most don't assume that way. But number one, you see that he understood Rashi with this distinction, and number two, that he was choshesh for that l'chumra. Okay. There is a third position, third possibility in Rashi. There's an Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Simen Shin Samach Gimel Osches. Simen Shin Samach Gimel Osches. The Or Zeruah has the following line. Rashi Pirish Besukah Be'erevin this Asa'aro Dafkakai, that this Halacha Moshe Min Sinai Yeruba Makvid only applies to Seyar. Aval Begufo Bekol Shevu Makvid V'hu Chotzeis. Begufo b'kol shehu makbid. Begufo b'kol shehu makbid hu v'chotes. Begufo b'kol shehu makbid hu v'chotes. That sounds like that begufo, by definition, any miyud is going to be makbid. Anytime you have a miyud by the gufo, that's definitionally makbid. And by a miyud hamakbid, we're going to be makmir. So that's ke'ein, the Tosfos read, but he's not saying in a situation where you have a miyud hamakbid, he's saying that by definition, every miyud b'basar is going to be makbid. Figure out why. Yeah?
But the difference is that the Tosfos read seems to say on the rice level, it's
not it's not it's hotzeis on the body for miyud
hamakbid, but right. Or the Ruvah is sounding like that. Rashi's saying that everything falls into the category in the Gemara of miyud hamakbid, which is there.
No, he's saying it's a
miyud hamakbid. That's what I meant.
Right.
So it's hotzeis in the Gemara, with the rice according to the Ruvah.
I don't know, it's one line. He contrasts it with Shitas Tosos, and then he goes on. So you have to look. I'm not sure if it's... I hear what you're saying. It could be it's Minotaur, but I don't know if that's Bechreach.
And Tosos really would say that in the case of Yehem Afid, it's
right.
Quite flashy. It's... Well, in the Shita, it's...
Mm-hmm. Right, I think so. Or at least part of the Halakha Mishra Mishina. Yeah. Right. Or no, no, they're right. So not, I mean, the Halakha Mishra Mishina doesn't apply. And therefore, that's what you say, midaraisa. Right. Okay. There is a fourth possibility in Rashi, and that is expressed by the Ritva, Ervin Daftal and Mabez, Dibra Maskel Ki Yistrach. The Ritva thinks that Rashi's distinction between Seyar and Basar is not a function of the distinctions we've been making until now. The Ritva is bothered by the same kasha that Tosfos is bothered by, and because of the difficulty of Tosfos' kasha, the Ritva assumes that Rashi can't possibly mean that there's no kulos for chatzitza by basar. You know, it can't be that Rashi holds that by a miyut she'eino makbid b'basar is going to be chotzeitz. Rather, Rashi is weighing in on in Machlokes, Gaonim, and Rishonim, if you will, on the following point. When you calculate Rov for purposes of defining Chatzitza, is the calculation of Seyar distinct from the calculation of Basar? Do you look at the hair of the body as a separate unit, independent of the rest of the body? Since, after all, there's a separate Xeris HaKasav, a separate pasuk that tells you the din of Chatzitza by Seyar above and beyond the din of Chatzitza by Basar. So does it tell you that when you calculate Rov, Seyar is a totally different Cheshbon than the rest of the body? So this is Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Gaonim. The Rambam, Hilchos Mikvot, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, quotes the Shitas HaGaonim that in the discussion of Argamo over here, of Nima Achas, etc., that when you calculate Rov for Seyar, according to the Gaonim, it has to be Rov Se'aro Kasher Nima Nima Bifnei Atzma. That in order to constitute a Rov, you don't need a Rov of the entire body. All you need is a Rov of the hair. So even if the amount of tied hair is 5% of the entire body, but if it's 55% of the hair, then that would constitute a rove for purposes of chatzitza. That is the Shitas HaGaonim. And the Rambam argues, Ve'eroli, she'sa'aro shel adam kegufa hu chashiv linyan tvila, ve'eino kegufa v'tnei atzmo kedei she'nomer rov ha'seir. And when it comes to calculating Rov, we don't look at the hair as an independent entity, we look at the entire body, including the hair, and we calculate Rov based on the entire body as a whole. That's the Shitas HaRambam in distinction to the Shitas HaGaonim. And the Ravid concurs with the Gaonim, the Ravid in the Sasaga. Amar Avram Kedivei HaGaonim Hu HaEker. What's that Machlokas about? So if you look in the Brisker Rav, there's Chidushim on the Rambam there. The basic gist of the presentation is that without a special pasuk, you would have thought that the whole Din Chatzitza only applies to Basar and not to Seir. The Cholotor Kula, apparently Seir is not included in Basar. So you need a special Xerxer classes to tell you that the Din Chatzitza applies to Seir as well. So how far does that Xerxer classes go? To the extent that we define the Chisaron of Chatzitza as an impediment to bias mayim, that's the expression that he uses, that you have to, the whole body has to be submerged in water, and water has to come in contact with the entire body. So does the special Xerxes HaKasuv to include Seir and Hilchos Chatzitza tell you that that cheshbin of bias mayim is a distinct cheshbin when it comes to Seir as opposed to Basar, or do we view the entire thing as one unit? The bias that is made, that's Machlokas here, the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Kesef Mishnah says, Eim v'dabar hachreya. Although in the Beis Yosef, he seems to side with the Shitas HaGaonim as being the majority Shita in Rishonim. And in Shulchan Aruch, that's how we paskin in Se'if Hei of our Siman. So according to the Ritva, when Rashi says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai of Chatzitza is Ruba Rov Sa'aro, he means this calculation of Rov Seyar in the Seyar and on the rest of the body, like the Shitas HaGaonim. That's how the Ritva understands Rashi. Just to note, there's a fascinating line in the Me'iri. The Me'iri presents this Shitas HaGaonim, it's an Erev in the Dalet Amud Beis, Dibre Maskel Haisanim Achas, Dalet Amud Beis, an Erev in Haisanim Achas, so the Me'iri writes, Kakas Vagonim, Mimnei Shehim Mefarshim, Rov Sa'aro. Okay, so the Gaonim understand that Rov means Rov Seyar. V'chein B'shar Mekomos Rov Ha'ever. And so too, other areas of the body, we calculate Rov for purposes of Chatzitza by zeroing in on that particular limb. So if you have a Chatzitza on the leg, so then we define Rov based on Rov of the leg, not based on Rov of the entire body. That's a fascinating Shita. Presumably didn't understand like the Lundus of the Brisker Rov, because it's not limited to Seyar, which has a special Seyar Sakasov. Not a Shita Lipaskim-like, but it's worth noting. Again, L'halach and Shulchan Aruch and Sifhei Lipaskim-like the Shita Saga'onim. The Chachmas Adam raises the question, Chachmas Adam and Simen Kuf Yates Osei, that maybe B'vakam Etzorech, there's what to be mekel about, meaning even though in principle we pass in Shulchan Aruch that if you have Rov Seyar, then that's a Chatzitza Mikra Din, even if it's a meat of the entire body, the Chachma Sadr raises the question, maybe Leis HaTzorach, you could be mekel with a kind of Svek Sveka, because there is a Shita in Rishonim, we don't paskin like the Shita Sarambam and others, that we calculate Rov based on the entire body. And he also raises a question there as to whether we calculate Rov Seyar only based on the head hair or based on all body hair. So he throws that into the mix also and raises the question, maybe the Malkum Tzorach, there's what to be mekel of that. Rav Avadia in the Taras Abayis Chelak Gimel, I think it's commentary to the first few pages. So he lists a lot of Rishonim that hold like the Rambam, And he thinks that there definitely is what to be make about to create a Svek Sveka based on the Shita Sarambam and those who shown him, that we calculate, say, a Rove based on the entire body and not based on the hair as a separate unit. Yeah. In what situation?
If it was a matanasar, so if she had like a chatzitza on both of her hair, she would
right.
have not be makbid that, otherwise a kli alma.
Well, no. Even if it's a niyud hamakbid, that's only a din derabbanan. That's a xer derabbanan. So it could be that you could be makel in certain situations for xer derabbanan. If it's a rove hamakbid, so then that's a lachem shemisina. That's not negotiable. But definitely, all the more so if it's a hamakbid. Okay. And then there may be a fifth possibility in Rashi, which Yisrael was discussing with me before. If you look in the Be'er Hagra, in Sifkat and Yud, you have a line there. V'afagav the Rashi other l'shitaso shepirish de'ein chatzitza b'basar. De'ein chatzitza b'basar. So does the Gaon mean to say within Rashi that by Seyar that's where the Lachem Shemisinai of Ruba HaMakud comes? And then the Xayr of Ruba She'ena Miya Tamakbid and Ruba She'ena Makbid. But by Basar, there's no Din of Chatzitza at all. Meaning, going back to what we started with, what would you have said without a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So if you would have said without a Halacha, without the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there's no Din of Chatzitza whatsoever, and comes along the Lachem Moshe Misinai and tells you that no, Din of Chatzitza applies to Rubo Hamakbid. So then if the Lachem Moshe Misinai is only stated by Seir, not by Basar, so then would it come out that by Basar there's no Din of Chatzitza at all? And Tosus understood within Rashi that by Basar Chatzitza applies even to a Miyach Eino Makbid. So they understood that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is coming to tell you a kula. And that kula doesn't apply to basar. But if you understand that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is coming to tell you a chumra, that min haTorah chatzitza only applies to kula, comes along the Halacha Moshe Misinai to be makbid by Ruba HaMakbid, that chumra is only stated when it comes to Seyar. But by basar, you go back to the Ikra Din, the Raisa, that the whole Din of Chatzitza only applies to Kulo, and short of that, there's no Din of Chatzitza.
The girl be
Moda.
I
presume so. Okay, so to sum up what we've seen so far within Jesus Rashi, four possibilities we've shown him, five possibilities total, maybe. Either according to Rashi, position of Tosfos that by Basar the Din of Chatzitza applies even to Miyad She'eno Makbid. Tosfos read that distinguishes between Miyad HaMakbid and Rov She'eno Makbid. The Or Zeruah that may be different slightly in saying that when it comes to Basar, Kol Shehu Makbid is definitionally Chotzeitz. The Ritva who says that Rashi is going like the Gaonim, that a separate issue as to whether we calculate Rov based on Seyar or Kol HaGuf. And then the possibility of maybe the Gaon is saying that according to Rashi, there's no Chatzitza B'Basar Klal, meaning there's no Din of Rubo, even Rubo HaMakbid. Yeah.
Could even write the board if I had a marker.
Thank you.
Okay, Yossi, you want to run over?
Yeah.
Come on. According to, save me time. Again, according to Tosfos, the din of, when it comes to basar, even a miyuch eina makbid is a problem. According to the Tosfos Rid, a miyuch hamakbid is a problem, but not a rov sheina makbid. According to Or Zeruah, a miyuch hamakbid is definitionally a chatzitzami. A miyuch is definitionally makbid. According to the Ritva, Rashi is going like the Gaonim about the Machlokas, Gaonim and Rambam. And according to the Gaon, Rashi is saying that we go back to the Ikar Adin, if maybe he understood it, that without the Lachem of Sinai, the Din of Chatzitza would only apply the Kula. Fine. I'm sorry? The third sheet is the Ritva. Okay. Now, so now we need to discuss why is it that Minotaura Eino Makbid is in Chotzeis, and why is it the Minotaura Miyud is not Chotzeis. But we seem to be out of time. Okay, I would like